Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back for another episode. You know, Simpin' After Dark is all about music and lyrics and feelings and simpin', obviously. Today, I'm doing a solo episode, so I do want to just kind of catch up. So if you don't care about my personal life outside of Simpin' After Dark, you can skip forward a little bit. And then we're going to be talking an artist, Elaine, and her song that I want to cover is called Right Now. She is South African, and she's pretty amazing. She has like a kind of like trap soul vibes, R&B, and the song that I'm picking came out in May, so it is nice and new. It's really good. I love the lyrics. It's very relatable. So we're gonna get into that. I want to talk about quite a few things. Little list. I want to talk about guys that date their first baddie and not knowing what to do with them. That whole situation. I know all my baddies can relate to that. And then we're going to talk about just how ugly it can turn when guys are insecure or like not confident in themselves. And they try to control you or like dim your light, all that. And a bunch of other things. Bear with me. All right, so before I get into anything, I just want to do a quick update. I think I've brought it up a few times, but I'm also working on a Spanish telenovela parody right now with my girls from Nightshade Collective and Wild 7. So shout out to Wild 7 Studios once again. And go follow both of them so you can see all the progress we're doing. We're currently in the middle of shooting right now. We're 2 days down and a few more to go. I'm so excited, though. If you're a fan of novelas or comedy, any of that, or just would like to support me outside of Simpin' After Dark, stay tuned. And yeah, so just a very little brief description, amigas. I guess plot-wise, it's about like three main characters, women. I play one of them, and then it's two other ones. I'm Maria de la Ashley, and then there's Maria de la Alexa and Maria de la Amy. And there's some other characters, but it's basically just a very intense, it's a parody, obviously. So it's like a novella, but more funny. And you can check out our like episode one that we shot a few years back on YouTube. I'll link it in the description if you guys want to check it out and see. That is one of the episodes. So it's going to be five minute episodes, like a little mini series. And we shot basically the first episode a few years ago. So I'll link that so you guys get a gist of the drama. And obviously this time we're doing it with bigger budget. It's self-financed, me and the Nightshade girls and Wild 7 Studios. So shout out to them. I'm super excited about it and would love for you guys to check it out and see what I've been up to and what I still currently am up to, actually. So I'm like super busy right now. So I do love getting to hop back on here and just like rant. So today is going to be one of those rant episodes. I feel like that's what this is going to be. Yeah. All right. So now we can go ahead and get into this song.
Why did you lie? Why did you fuck with my feelings? Why do you cry when I'm leaving? Why can't you see that I'm grieving? The depth of my love for you. I wish I could make it through. Oh no.
All right, definitely bop. And also, I'm sorry if you hear like a slight buzz or anything. It's the fan. It's really, really hot today in downtown LA. So I got that fan blasting. So sorry if that is interrupting with the audio at all. I hope not. Yeah, so this song, basically, and like what I want to talk about is just about breaking up. That's already a hard situation. So what this song kind of puts out there is just the idea of focusing on yourself, and just once you're in that zone, how much easier it is to leave a shitty ass dude. She talks about him like lying and talking to other girls and all that. So we'll get into some lyrics. Verse one. Every time I try to heal, every time I try to feel you, you come back into my life promising me something real. We ain't making progress, and I still need to process everything you did to me, because I don't know if we're meant to be. Damn. So I think everyone can relate to that, just that back and forth in a relationship, and dudes that just, or not even just dudes, anyone that they always want to try hard when it's time to break up. It's like you had the whole entire relationship to make the shit work, and you're waiting until I'm ready to break up. Like, why? Why can't you get your shit together from jump? It's fucked up, because it takes time to want to officially break up. So like by the time you're breaking up, it's like you've already dealt with it. You've already kind of mourned that loss, and then they want to try to act up. It's conflicting to be the one doing the breaking up, because it's like they say all the right things, and if you're easily manipulated, it's gonna make it harder to leave. But you just have to stay strong and remember that they ain't gonna change. It's all lies. It's just them just playing games. That's basically what it is. It's just playing games. They're not ready. So just leave that. And then basically in the chorus, she talks about, I'm in my bag right now. I can't be in tears right now. I can't afford to lose right now. So that's where, like, I love this song, because she's just talking about once she focused on what she has to do, there's no looking back. She doesn't want to deal with this guy anymore. She has her priorities straight. Everything is in perspective. And that's what everyone needs to do. Like, honestly, it sucks sometimes in a breakup. You have to do these things before actually breaking up, kind of like preparing, like packing your shit, like your emotional shit, I guess, and everything that's in your life, getting it in order. That way you are stronger when you actually do the breaking up. Because if you don't, you're going to be weak. Like, you might take them back. Your head's going to be a mess because you didn't really think it through. You didn't really plan it through. So you gotta focus on yourself sometimes, and that can even be better because you're distracted from all of the heartbreak now. You don't have time to think about how much they're fucking up or whatever, because you're just too focused on yourself and leveling up. You know, you low-key, like, can get excited. Like, you level up in your head, and you're like, why am I dealing with this? And you, like, hype yourself up to leave someone that doesn't deserve you, that's just like bringing you down. You don't need that. So if someone is bringing your energy down or whatever it is, just focus on yourself. Focus on yourself and leave. That's all you got to do. So on the bridge, she says, bitches on your phone, I see y'all talking in codes. These be the same girls that look up to me. If only they knew how you look down on me. This ain't how it's supposed to be. This can't be how true love feels. Ooh, that is hurtful. Like, your significant other, like, messing around with other people that look up to you, that think that, like, you're that bitch, like, you're the shit, and they're over here fucking around with, like, some peasants. That's embarrassing. I couldn't know. That is so embarrassing and sad. And that's just, that shows how unappreciative that person is. Because why the fuck are you, like, why? Yeah, so that's basically the song right now by Elaine. Go check her out. That is her latest single. So I'm sure she's getting ready to drop an album. Her last one was in like 2019. I don't know if it was an EP or an album, but I'm guessing album's coming soon. Also coming soon, I believe, is Summer Walker. She's been hinting at an album. I think she posted a story or like a post or something with like the track list. Well, it was just number one and it said Bitter. So I am ready for a song called Bitter because we've all been bitter. And also Ari Lennox is probably dropping soon. I know she posted on her story like a fat list of songs, like just the names. And there were some good ones. I can't wait. I think the one I saw people were talking about was Deep Strokes because Ari, when she's talking about just like sensual shit, that is when she is in her bag the most for me. Like those are my favorite songs of hers. Like she has that song with Jasmine Sullivan, Sit On It. Freaking amazing. And of course, 40 Shades of Choke is one of my favorite songs of hers. All that, when she's doing that, I'm excited. So if we can get like an album of songs that all sound like that, I'll be so happy. It'll be like 2019 all over again. That's when they both dropped their last album. That was a great year. Those two albums. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. So basically that song just kind of reminded me of like so many situations I see where a man just cannot handle the fine ass woman that he has. They're too insecure. Like dating a freaking baddie is not for the weak. Not for the insecure. Like you got to be so confident in yourself, because if you're anything other than that, it's not going to work. You're literally just going to be trying to drag her down. You've seen it. We all know that relationship where like this guy is just trying to make his baddie ass girlfriend feel like she's not hot shit when she is. But if you are dealing with a manipulator, they will get in your head and you can't let that happen. Like, if he's not letting you shine, he ain't for you. That man does not love you. Like, just like the guy in this song, like, he keeps trying to, like, win her back every time she's done with him. Every time she's, like, in that healing phase, like, he keeps coming back talking about he's gonna, like, give it to her right this time and blah, blah, blah. Like, don't fall for that shit. Like, you can't date someone that is a 10 and then expect them to change, like, I don't understand guys that will try to date like OnlyFans girls or like models or just any type of baddie. And then they like want them to stop what they're doing. It's like, yes, you're so hot and I want you to myself, but now you need to stop. Like what? Why are you trying to change someone? That sounds like that's just some controlling like shit. You don't want to date someone that is controlling like that and trying to make you stop doing what you were doing before you were in the relationship. Like, don't ever expect someone, like, don't think like, oh yeah, like they're doing this now, but once we're together, like they'll probably stop. No, unless that's their decision, then okay. But if you have to like force them or whatever, then that's not cool. But then that's also where like, it's up to you. Like, this isn't to invalidate anyone's feelings where like, if you're not cool with dating someone that does certain things that you're wrong. Like, no, you could feel that way, but don't go picking someone that's doing these things, trying to change them. Like, if you know you don't want a girl that's like showing her ass on social media or whatever it is, like that's just one example. If you know you don't like that, then don't go and try to get someone that is doing that and then make them stop. I don't know why people think that's okay, but it's not. Like, if you see that someone gets attention all the time because they're good looking, whatever it is, then why are you going to get mad when that continues to happen? Like, not just because you're in a relationship now means you own them and they can't get attention. Like, as long as they're being respectful about it, let it go. Like, it is what it is. Because a lot of times what that can turn into is like this really deep-seated insecurity where you hear a lot of times people cheat because they see their partner getting all this attention. So then, like, they'll feel, like, jealous or whatever. So then they'll go and seek that attention. And, like, it could turn into cheating. Whether it's, like, emotional cheating or actual physical cheating, that can turn into that. And, like, it's just, it's fucked up. It's not like that there's a double standard that like you can't get attention if they're getting attention. It's when you're seeking that attention, when you're going out of your way to look for that attention, like diving in girls' DMs or whatever it is. Because usually when girls are getting attention, it's like on a post. Like they post something, people comment, like you have no control over that. So if you want attention, then post a selfie or something. And if no one's giving it to you, that's okay. Doesn't mean you need to take it out on the other person that's getting attention. That's not their fault. And now you're just being petty and disrespectful if you're going out of your way to like do all that. It's not the same thing. Like, please have logic. Like, if you're dealing with someone that's actually confident in themselves and secure, they'll probably be like so proud of you for like being who you are, like shining and just getting attention, whatever it is. Like, they'll feel lucky to have you. Like, they'll be grateful and they'll make sure that they're on their game to not lose you. Because that's what you should be doing if you're like dating someone amazing. And this isn't just about looks, obviously. Like, if you have someone that's great, make sure that you're doing everything right. That way you don't lose them. Because if you're feeling insecure, like you might lose them, it's probably because you're not doing enough. Because you know that you probably deserve to get left. So work on yourself. And that's all you should do in a relationship, is work on yourself. If you're working on yourself, you guys will be solid together. Like, if you're constantly fighting over insecurities or like trying to be controlling or like fighting about issues that happened before you were together, like that is some really deep-seated insecurity. Like, why are you worried about something that happened before you were even together? That's not okay. It's manipulation, because you're trying to make them feel bad for something that they don't need to feel bad for. Seek therapy, probably.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, it's hard. I'm not sitting here saying that breakups are easy. They're definitely never easy. But I do think that heartbreaks get easier every time, I think. Or at least, like, within the relationship, maybe. Like, the first time they kind of hurt you is the worst. Because at that point, you probably trust them because they haven't done anything yet. So when you fully trust someone and they do something, that's when it hurts the most. After that, if they keep doing things or just like fucking up in any way or hurting you in any way, you start to become maybe numb to it until you get to the point that you're going to leave without even feeling bad about it. And that sucks, but that's what happens. I just posted something on the Simpin Instagram about watching your friend go through like a shitty relationship is like one of the hardest things you could do. It's not a good situation like to be like the friend, but literally all you can do is wait it out. I've talked about that before. All you can do is let them figure it out. Just be there for them, because, you know, it's hard to leave at like the first fuck up. But I think everyone should leave at the first fuck up. But I'm not going to sit here and say that that's what I do, or that's probably not what a lot of people do. That's what you should strive to be. And that's why like this song is like, once you work on yourself and you know your worth, you will. And I think once you deal with enough, you will stop putting up with the bullshit. Yeah, because I think even if it's like new relationships, like going forward, you learn a lot. You do learn a lot, and it does become easier to like spot the red flags and walk away from shit and not put up with shit. Like, women have been gaslighted a lot into like accepting things. Like, I remember a long time ago, it used to be like we would eat up the whole idea of we're insecure if we don't like, if our boyfriends are liking pictures of other bitches with their ass out or like whatever, because oh, they're models or like whatever it is. Like, when social media like first started, I remember girls were like getting gaslighted into thinking that they were insecure, they were wrong, or like they were fucking ridiculous. We're not. And I'm so glad like when people speak up and like normalize being, setting boundaries or like putting your foot down or saying like what's not cool for you in your relationship. And I'll keep saying it, like, if you think that it is okay to like those pictures, okay, then you can think that, those are your feelings, but don't be with someone that doesn't like that. Then go find someone that is like, oh, I don't care, like me and my boyfriend like pictures together, like one of those pick me's. I'm just kidding. If that's, if you're cool with it, then be cool with it, but don't try to shame people for not being okay with that, because it is it's a messy situation that can lead to cheating too. You got to think a little bit more about it, but it could happen. It could happen, because I think when guys are out here like liking pictures, like if it's the right girl, she might look into it, and then they start DMing, whatever it is. Why would you even do that? You got to decide what's best for you and what makes you feel okay, and just find someone that also feels the same way, basically. And then, of course, I got some tweets. You know, I always got to pull up some tweets. This one's by @itspurelove, L-U-V, said, it's okay to be sad after making the right decision, which is perfectly in line with this song and this episode, because, yeah, it's not easy to walk away. And usually the right decision is the one that's harder to make, the one that, like, really hurts you. But it's more about, like, what hurts now is probably better for you in the long run versus maybe it feels easier to stay now, but that's not going to help you in the long run at all if you're going to stay in a situation where, like, this person keeps just, like, tricking you into getting back into the relationship or into not leaving because you think it's going to get better and it's not. You know, like, it's okay to be sad, but you just got to process that shit and move the fuck on. Leave them behind. That's not worth it. And another thing, too, I have another tweet. It's by @Inija_Khadija. She said, young girls, please don't pass up opportunities for a boy. They are very rarely worth it. And then @LABeautyologist quote tweeted, which sidebar, if you are into skincare or want good tips, follow her on Twitter. She's amazing. She said, honestly, it's never worth it. Never. A boy worth having wants you to have all the greatness life has to offer. And this can apply to so many things, like, especially, like, when it comes to, like, dating a girl that gets, like, a lot of attention, or, like, business opportunities, networking opportunities where, like, you're having to be around other people, or, like, whatever it is. Like, if you're dealing with someone that is not going to let you do those things or stop you from doing things that you want for yourself career-wise or whatever it is, then they don't really love you like that. Like, they, I feel like those people, they like the idea of having you, and like that it's kind of like objectifying. It's like they just want you like their little doll versus wanting you to be like a human and like a partner and encouraging you. Like, if they're not your number one fan and like your number one supporter and like helping you get to where you want to be in whatever way that may be, whether it's like emotionally or financially or whatever. Like, you could support someone in many ways. If they're not doing that, then they don't really fuck with you like that. Like, your partner could be a real life hater and dragging you down. That's like, imagine just like evil eye on you and it's your freaking partner the whole time. You never know, like, they could low key be trying to drag you down. It's pretty scary. So just learn to read the red flags, because once you're in it, it's harder to see them. You'll make excuses for them or like dismiss them or whatever it is. Like, if you need to have a very honest conversation with them, then do that if it's going to help. And see if they actually listen. See if they actually change. But you have to be very proactive about it and very conscious about it. Like, after the talk, like, making sure you're checking in with not just them, but with yourself and seeing, like, have they changed? Are they trying? Are they doing better? Because if they're not, you know, it's time to leave. Because I promise you there's someone out there that will be your number one fan for real, not an undercover hater. Because if you're trying to be just like your full, most confident, like, self and just like really level up, because I think everyone should aspire to be the best version of themselves and feel as good about themselves as they can, you got to be with the right person, and either they level up with you and support you or they'll get left behind, and that's okay. Oh, and I have another tweet that totally relates to all this too. It's by @don'tworryaboutb. She said, if you don't understand why he needs to set the tone first, I promise you he gonna give you more hard times than good. This is non-negotiable. And I 100% agree, because if the tone that they're setting for the relationship, for the whole dynamic, is that they're insecure, they're not confident, they're being controlling, whatever it is, how are you supposed to feel secure in yourself? How are you supposed to, like, reassure them of anything? How are you supposed to even be understanding of anything that they say when it's coming from a place of, like, hating and being insecure? Basically, that's what it is. Because if you know you got someone, like, and they're with you, you're basically just being a hater if you're trying to, like, bring them down or dim their light or whatever it is. So you need to set the tone first, I think, as a man, specifically in like a hetero sexual relationship. Because no, you need to lead, like, figure out your shit. And if you want the relationship to work, then you need to be the one that's like making sure that your partner feels safe and secure with you. Because if they feel safe, then that's where love is going to thrive in a relationship. If they know, like, you're holding them down and that you're 100% supportive, that shit is going to thrive. And they will hold you down as well. Like, I promise you, no one's going to think about leaving someone that's doing the most for the partner. And, of course, it needs to be reciprocated. But, like, if you're always coming off, like, insecure or, like, whatever it is, then your partner is going to wait for you to show that you got it together. And once you're consistently, like, doing the right things, that will all be reciprocated. But you can't expect, like, your girl to be the one that's putting in all the effort or always babying you to make sure that you feel secure and, like, tiptoeing around your feelings and walking on eggshells to try not to do the wrong thing, because she knows, like, that you're gonna cry about it, basically. That's not how it works. I'm sorry, but get your shit together. And I promise that just taking accountability of the way that you're acting in a relationship takes less energy than being manipulative or, like, always coming up with excuses or trying to, like, defend your shitty behavior or your insecure behavior or whatever it is. Like, as soon as you just, like, accept your shit, try to work on it, and, like, be honest with yourself, everything is gonna go smoother. That shit will bring you peace in the long run. Like, nobody wants to deal with someone with the victim complex. That shit is exhausting. And if you're constantly burnt out from, like, trying to baby your partner, there is no time for good times. So, like always, if it don't apply, let it fly. You know, I'm just here to spread that gospel and let all these baddies know that they don't got to put up with that shit. And if you are a man and you are acting insecure like that, get it together. Like I said, and I say that with love, you know, I want shit to work. And I'm not a relationship expert or therapist or love guru or what the fuck ever, or life coach or whatever the fuck. I'm literally just someone that likes to get in my feelings. And when I listen to songs and I feel like I can relate it to something, I want to share them with the world and give my opinion. And I do have strong opinions, but I like to think I know what I'm talking about. All right, guys. Well, that's pretty much a wrap on this episode. That was my rant for the day. Had to get it out. And I appreciate everyone for tuning in and listening, supporting me. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Simpin' After Dark. Make sure to give Nightshade Collective and Wild 7 Studios a follow as well. And also check out In the Words of Alex Rogers podcast. It's also under the Wild 7 Podcast Network. So check those out. I'll be back next week. Every Wednesday, new episodes. And again, thank you so much to everyone, all the day one listeners and all the new listeners. Just warms my heart, even after my little hiatus, that everyone is tuning back in. Makes me happy, warms my soul. So yes, I will see you guys next time. Bye.